Hi guys, I'm Michelle, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. Before we start the pronunciation challenge for today, here are seven questions I found on Google for you guys. So here we go. Number one, do you often find yourself pretending to agree with everyone? Do you often find yourself pretending to agree with everyone? Number two, do you often feel that you're responsible for how other people feel? Do you often feel that you're responsible for how other people feel? And number three, do you apologize to others all the time? Do you apologize to others all the time? Number four, are you afraid of conflicts or of bothering other people? Are you afraid of conflicts or of bothering other people? And number five, you can't say no to others. You can't say no to others. Number six, do you feel uncomfortable when someone is mad at you? Do you feel uncomfortable when someone is mad at you? Number seven, do you try to act like the people around you so you can fit in? Do you try to act like the people around you so you can fit in? 最后这边这个两个字 fit in 是指融入的意思。Okay, fit in. And if your answer is yes to most of these questions, then you're probably a people pleaser. I guess most of us have been a people pleaser at some points of our life, especially when we were young or when we feel inferior or powerless. We may try to please our parents, our teachers, classmates, or even boss. Sometimes I think it is a bit brutal to call that part of ourselves people pleaser because, after all, what's so wrong about trying to please the people around you? That being said, I do agree that there are healthy and unhealthy people-pleasing behaviors, and I guess the key to that is whether you are giving yourself enough respect when you are trying to please others. So in today's video, it talks about the unhealthy people-pleasing behaviors and what we can do about it. So without further ado, let's take a look at today's sentences. 好的，我们就来看这次的句子发音的重点。那各位会注意到这次的腔调是英国腔。那我们没有要刻意模仿的意思。不过，我认为身为一个英语非母语者，我们是有那个权利可以去选取我们觉得轻松的发音方式。那今天的英国腔各位可以试试看是否有哪一些发音方式对你来说相较于美式可能比较轻松。那 you can pick it up, it's fine, okay? So here we go. Putting it bluntly, we could say that the people pleaser is a liar. It sounds brutal, but the people pleaser is lying for poignant reasons. Once again, putting it bluntly,We could say that the people pleaser is a liar. It sounds brutal, but the people pleaser is lying for poignant reasons. 好，我们来试试看。首先你会注意到大部分这里面的 t 的声音不太有弹舌音，这个句子里面大部分它都是把 t 发出来。好比说 putting。如果美式的话，它可能会 pudding 会发出弹舌音的 the pudding pudding， 也就是把那个 t 让它弱化、快速弹开、趋近于的跟了之间。OK， 所以美式是 pudding pudding， 而英式会偏向 putting putting， 它会把那个 t 的气音送出。然后 bluntly 一样，美式的话它会用弹舌音处理那个 t 的部分，哈，它会变成 bluntly bluntly， 而这里的英式的部分它处理的方式是 bluntly， 你会听到一点点送气的声音在里面 bluntly， 那你可以自己尝试看看你好像比较适合弹舌音呢，还是比较适合偏英式的这个有送气的音的处理方式。 Alright， 所以这个小部分我们再念一次 putting it bluntly putting it bluntly， 那 it 的部分它这里是弱化到点到带过，只有停顿的描述留给他而已。Putting it bluntly, okay. And we could say that we could 这里的 could 如果我们字正腔圆的发，它会是 could， 但它这里就是处理成一个 could 然后那个的的位置也是点到带过的感觉，没有很完整的发出来，所以会变成 We could say that the people pleaser is a liar. 那你会注意到它的 R 的音比较平，如果是美式的话是 people pleaser is a liar. OK, 那个 R 的音会比较卷一点，而英式的话你可以把它拉平一点， people pleaser is a liar, 全部都用的声音带。再来 it sounds brutal. 好，美式的话它会 brutal OK, 它也是用弹舌音处理，但偏英式的话你可以选择用 t 用气音来带，变成 brutal, it's fine, alright, it sounds brutal. But the people pleaser is lying for poignant, 好，这个字长得很奇怪，发出来的声音也蛮奇特的，我们来念一次。首先 poi, 前面的 oi 念 oi 的音，再来 g 这边不发音，然后 an 的部分它并没有只发 and, 它还发了一个，它还有一个小小的 e 在前面，所以你会听到的是 poignant, OK, poignant reasons, 那 reason 的中间那个 s, 小心它是 z 的音 reasons, OK, 好，我们整句再念一次。Putting it bluntly, we could say that the people pleaser is a liar. It sounds brutal, but the people pleaser is lying for poignant reasons. Okay? And now let's move on to the vocabulary. 好，我们首先第一个单字是 blunt. 那它在本句的定义是 being straight to the point, 也就是直接了当的意思， being straight to the point. For example, it is a blunt fact.That we humans are polluting our planet at an accelerating speed. It is a blunt fact. 这是一个血淋淋无法回避的事实。It's a blunt fact that we humans are polluting our planet. 我们人类其实正在污染我们的地球 at an accelerating speed. 一个持续加速的速度在污染我们的地球。It is a blunt fact that we humans are polluting our planet at an accelerating speed. And then blunt 这个字呢，它也有钝掉的意思。Something is not sharp. So we can say a blunt knife, meaning an unsharpened knife, 一个钝掉的刀 or a blunt pencil, 钝掉的铅笔。或者你就可以直接说，这个东西钝掉了。It is blunt.那么副词的部分 bluntly 就如本句用的这句一样 putting it bluntly 我就直接讲了啦 putting it bluntly I'm not buying it 坦白讲你说服不了我这个 I'm not buying it 意思是指我无法被说服我不买账的意思 putting it bluntly I'm not buying it 或者是 to put it bluntly it is out of my price rangeTo put it bluntly, it is out of my price range. 我就直接告诉你，这不在我预算范围内。Okay, to put it bluntly, it is out of my price range. And then next we have brutal. Brutal. Brutal, it means cruel or violent. And the synonyms for this word are harsh and heartless. 总之跟残忍、野蛮、残酷等等有关的意思。And we can say a brutal sight, 一个很残忍的画面 a brutal sight. A brutal dictator, 一个很残暴的独裁者 Or a brutal lesson, 一个很残酷的教训 a brutal lesson. 那么 brutal 这个字呢又可以拿来表示、saying what you think without trying to consider others' feelings, 也可以是指、很无情的感觉 So,比如说 brutal honesty rarely works when it comes to communication. 这边的 brutal honesty 我们可以把它理解为不顾虑他人感受过度直白的诚实在沟通的时候通常行不通 Okay, brutal honesty rarely works when it comes to communication. And then brutally 副词的部分呢我们可以说、to be brutally honestTo be brutally frank, 就跟刚刚的 to put it bluntly 是类似的意思。To be brutally honest, you look funny in that dress, something like that. Alright, and next we have poignant, meaning a very sharp feeling of sadness or regret. 它的意思是一种酸楚惆怅的感觉。For example, music and old pictures have the power to evoke poignant memories, making us feel sentimental for a time long gone. Music and old pictures, 音乐还有旧照片 have the power to evoke poignant memories. 它有这样的力量能够激起一种回忆。什么样的回忆呢？ Poignant, 就是打动你内心深处，然后带有一点酸楚跟惆怅的感觉。And making us feel sentimental, 让我们伤感，缅怀已经消逝的时间。All right, music and old pictures have the power to evoke poignant memories, making us feel sentimental for a time long gone. And then last but not least, we have poignantly. Poignantly, 当副词用，比如说 The defector poignantly recalls his days back in North Korea. 顺便复习一下那个 Venezuela 里面的一个单字 defector, 叛逃者，各位还记得吗？ The defector poignantly recalls his days back in North Korea. 这位脱北者呢，很惆怅地回忆他过去在北韩的日子。The defector poignantly recalls his days back in North Korea.Okay, I believe we have reached the end of the session today. Thank you all for being so awesome. And please make sure to leave a comment and recording as always. And I'll see you guys next time.